Welcome back to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network. Today we're going to talk about sales techniques for dealing with difficult customers. We have a great guest to help us. Greg Coyne is a sales trainer and coach with Jerry Weinberg and Associates Sandler Training. Greg, let's kind of start off by asking you for a definition. You know, how do you define a difficult customer?
Certainly. It's someone that we've had in the past. They've been a client for some time. It could be someone that's different than us, different personality type, a little bit more direct, could be even emotional. And it comes to pass that you can't always figure out what's going on because maybe they aren't able to articulate what the problem is or their necessary needs. And so because of it, conflict erupts.
Yes. Well, I guess what I'm hearing is in part that if you've owned a small business like my wife and I had, you can sometimes you just work with somebody, you want to sell them something, you can't really put your finger on why they're being difficult. But maybe it's not necessarily them. Maybe it's the way that you are approaching them, the technique you're using.
Absolutely. And sometimes, as I mentioned in there, if there are different personalities, let's pretend I have a very outgoing personality, but someone that's more process-driven, more systematized, analytical, I might not be able to get through to them, and vice versa, because I think a lot of times people in the sales world, in the management world, even in the customer service world, when there's people unlike us, sometimes we don't take a look at how we're communicating to them, and we instantly think that they are the problem when it very well could be us.
Very true. All right, well, let's get into the meat of the topic, which is how you handle these difficult customers. What do you see perhaps as some key techniques?
Well, absolutely. Probably the biggest one is listening. A lot of times we get into trouble because we tend to be passive listeners. So people that are only half interested in the conversation, maybe they're on their phone, maybe they've got, they're already thinking of the next thing to say instead of when they're asking something of the client or prospect, they're not intensely listening. We have to be active with regards to our listening skills. So if we're unable to communicate, which in turn means understand what they're saying, trying to listen intently, it's going to be a problematic experience.
I suspect that part of the process is doing your homework before you work with the customer. Now, I don't want to stereotype too much, but let's say you're dealing with a bunch of engineers. Mm-hmm. They say that having a bunch of engineers in the family. And that's a different personality type than if you're dealing with people who are maybe in the media.
Yeah.
They own a public relations company or something like that.
Certainly.
So you've got to think ahead of time mm-hmm. about, you know, what's my strategy for working with this customer, which I guess you would do regardless of whether you think they're going to be a difficult customer or not. But think about this ahead of time will maybe make the process a bit smoother.
Well, and that's a perfect concept for it, Mike. There's a couple things. First of all, for any sales that you're doing, you should have a pre-call plan in mind. So, and one of those things is knowing their personality type. If you've got more time to plan, which you should, but if there's someone that's difficult and it happens right away, I'll touch on that as well. But for those that have more time, pre-call plan is a must. What questions do we want to ask? What, you know, what the personality style is? What are some questions that you might be afraid to get asked? Because maybe we don't know the answers right away, and prepare for that. Have those questions or responses prepared ahead of time so that you're able to handle them. When it's, let's pretend you're in a customer care environment and you're answering phones right away, you may not have that same time. However, you should be able to identify certain things about someone's personality. If they're direct, what they're, what some of the words they use. Those are things that can help you pick up someone's personality in order to mirror and match, so to speak.
My guest today, Greg Coyne of Jerry Weinberg and Associates Sandler Training. Back with more right after this. You're listening to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network.